一次给您平安。
平安。
今天跟大家思想的旧约圣经的一个人物叫亚沙。
I want to share with you a character from the Old Testament, King Asa.
这个经文是蛮多的。
There is a lot of verse.
我们只是读了十四章的一到十二节。
We just briefly read over about 12 verses.
这个是关于亚沙的前面的日子，大概有做王之后的十五年的时间。
These verses concern about first 15 years of King Asa.
都是非常好的一种情况。
These are very good recording about him.
然后呢，就等一下我会讲到的时候呢，再另外给大家来读一些的圣经。
Later on, we will read more verses about him.
其中呢，等一下会讲到呢，有二十年的时间呢，他是完全没有战争。
There is 20 years where the kingdom lived in peace.
也没有做任何的事情。
There is nothing happened to him.
有二十年的时间呢，只是用一句话就讲完了。
There's one word that describes those 20 years.
然后呢，二十年之后呢，然后呢就有大概有另外有一段的很长的时间，还不晓得多久。
Then there's a long period of time.
然后呢，就想到亚萨的人生呢就下堕了。
And then the life of Asa becomes downhill.
就变得非常的不好。
He become a very bad person.
那所以呢，我就给这个题目呢，叫亚沙王的圣耻乱终。
The King Asa began greatly but end poorly.
我们来先看看他好的地方。
We want to talk about his good deeds first.
我们跟他比较一下，跟他是他是怎么样的，我们是怎么样。
How would he compare to us?
在前面呢，在第二节的时候
，On the beginning of verse two，
他说亚撒行耶和华他神眼中看为善为正的事。
Asa do everything that was right in the eye of God。
我觉得这是个很好的评价。
That is a very good assessment of the。
他不是在人的眼前
，Not only in the eye of man。
他是在神的眼前
But in the eye of God
这是好重要的
These are so important
这是一种选择
There is a choice here
有时候呢你爱神你在神眼中看为正的事但是在人眼中不一定
Very often you could do something that is in the right in the eye of God But people may not think so
但神是看不见的
But God who is invisible
人是看得见的
People we can see them
你不行人眼中看为好的事了，他会骂你的。有时候
，When you don't do things that is right in the eye of men, you might be cursed by them.
所以呢，它是一种选择。
But there's a choice for
everyone. 今天好多人呢，都是看人看为正的事。
Very often we prefer to do things that is in the right, that's right in the eye of men.
有没有听过一句话啊？有人这样讲了，我们在世界上生活了，一定要政治正确。
When people say that we want to live right and do right in our life，
在政治上
，or politically， you want to do right，
你必须要正确。
You got to do the right
thing。不管对不对
，whether，
因为你不正确的话呢，你就落后了。
You want to do the right thing， whether it's good or not，
你就有问题了。
Because
是很多人就选择政治正确
，so people want to do things politically correct，
所以呢就不容易啊
，so it's not very
因为你在世界上你假如不是做人大众的人眼中看为正的事呢，你是会被孤立的。
Because if you do not do right thing in the eye of most people, you will be isolated.
但亚撒王很好。
But Asa is very good.
他选择做神眼中看为正为善的事。
He chose to do what is right in the eye of God.
好，我们来看看呢，他究竟做了些什么事呢
？So what did he do?
在历代志下十四章的第二到第五节。
Second Chronicles chapter 14 verse 2 to 5.
这里讲到了他除掉了神的 这个第三节。
And verse three.
第四节是行耶和华的律法。
That he seek to do the work, the commandment of Judah.
然后呢，第五节就说他就想了，在国那时国享太平。
And so the kingdom was at peace under him.
这句话呢是常常出现的。国享太平。
So that the kingdom lived in peace under him.
就说当他选择了除掉偶像的时候
，When he decided to get rid of all the foreign gods,
神给他国全国太平。
God allowed the kingdom to be at rest.
今天的人呢、我们比较少人呢拜偶像。
Very few of us are worshiping
idols. 不是说没有啊。
Not that there is nobody.
我们在 Flushing 呢，我们都知道好多家庭呢，中国来都是带着偶像来。
Very often in some of the Chinese family, you can see idol in their home.
但是除掉偶像是什么意思呢
？To remove idol, but
它是一种专一来跟从神的一个选择。
That means that he chose to devote focus solely on God himself.
拜偶像呢，就是代表一种摇摆不定的情况。
Somebody who is worshiping idol is not sure they are waving.
就是说侍奉两个主。
They want to worship multiple gods.
摇摆不定。
Either one.
有时候拜偶像。
Sometimes I want to worship the idol.
有时候拜上帝。
Maybe sometimes I come to worship.
所以当他说除掉偶像的时候，是表示对上帝的尊重。
When they remove idol, that means they respect and focus on God himself.
今天的人也许不拜偶像，但是拜好多东西。
Many people worship idol and also worship many other things.
有人拜马门。
People worship money.
什么叫马门 ？Money 哈，金钱。
Money.
权位。
Somebody worship power.
别人的喜爱。
People want to be liked by others.
这个是摇摆。
So people are live a very wavery life.
猜到不到的，猜不到的。
You never know.
你不晓得他怎么样，他喜欢怎么样就喜欢怎么样。
Because he do whatever he feel like.
所以当他除掉偶像的时候，是代表他专一的对上帝的尊重。
When someone remove idol, that means he become focused.
然后接着说，
God.
国享太平。
And the kingdom
好，我们再下，这个是他第一个地方。好，然后呢，第六节。
And verse six.
第六节讲什么了
？And verse.
第六、第七节呢，是讲他建造那些城那些坚固的城。
He built a fortress.
又在犹大建造了几座坚固城，国众太平数年。没有战争，因为耶和华赐他们平安。
He said, they put wall around them and built tower and gates around the city.
然后第七节也差不多，他是对犹大人说，我们要建造这城，一是为筑墙、盖楼、按门、做山。地还属我们，是因寻求耶和华我们的神。
So he built up many cities and he told them to seek the Lord.
我读到这里的时候啦，
When I read up to here,
是很有安慰的。
I feel so comforted.
为什么呢
？Why？
原来亚萨王呢，在当时啊，他好忠心的来建造城墙。
Because Asa was devoted to the kingdom.
为什么我说好的安慰呢
？Why do I feel comforted？
因为有一段时间呢
，Because this was the time.
我是觉得做牧师啊，不应该建造。建造礼拜堂的。
I feel a pastor should not spend time building churches.
我在角声呢这几十年里面呢，我买了好几座的 building.
When I was in Hero Crusade, I bought many buildings.
所以呢，就好多人就看见我呢，他不是说我做牧师做得很好。
They don't say that you are a good pastor.
当然也有啦。但是呢，他们总是说啊。老牧师，假如你不是做牧师的话呢，你一定会发大财。
People say if you are not a pastor, you probably bought a lot of property.
你会是个很精明的地产商。
You will be a good investor in property.
当然了，讲这话的人呢是好意的。
They meant well for me.
他是称赞我。
They commended me.
但是呢，我作为一个牧师呢。
But I'm a pastor.
这好像有种不务正业的感觉。牧师讲道讲得好，那就别人称赞了，是好开心啊，因为是应该的。
Why I'm not commended for my good preaching?
假如那个牧师牧养教会，关心弟兄姐妹，那个是人家说好而是好的。
If people say that you care for your church a lot, that would be very good.
啊，假如你做买了那么多的地方做做做那个矫正的中心的话呢，是没错的。不过心里面，我心里面好像有这种感觉。
Sometimes I feel just because I bought so much property for Herald Crusade, I don't feel very comfortable.
因为我觉得啦，假如你要把这件工作做好了，你一定有个稳定的地方。
I feel that you got to have your own.
尤其在 New York,
especially in New York,
你不能够常常靠弟兄姐妹奉献的。
You can always depend on other people.
哎呀，有时候等得好辛苦啊。
You wait.
啊，为什么那个奉献那么低啊？那怎么好？这个不容易啊。
When the money or offering coming in.
尤其是你工作越来越大的时候，一个月几十万，你怎么等了几十万啊？
As the mission become bigger, how can we always waiting for the offering?
所以我就觉得这个稳定性好重要。
So we got to.
尤其是要慢慢慢慢大的时候。
As the Herald Crusade become bigger.
这是我的一种想法。
That was my.
不过啦。心里面就有我刚才所讲的那个不务正业了。但是读到这里了又有点安慰了。原来亚沙王在神的眼中看为正为善，包括了他建造了几座坚固城。
Because when Asa do the thing that was right in the eye of God, including,
这是他当时的一种表示，他好努力。
So that he is working hard.
好用功。
He is doing
hard. 去建造。
To build.
这是他第二个地方。
That's the second.
神也给他国中太平。
Also, God gave him.
特别强调的啊，他就是我们世锦平安啊，这个是很好的。好，然后呢，第八节开始。
Then down verse eight.
第八节开始了，是讲他有一个。很好的一种武功啊，就是说他建那个军队建得很好，他有拿盾牌拿枪的有三十万人。
He talk about he built a very strong army.
出自便雅悯拿盾牌拉弓的有28万人。
The 80,000 men from Benjamin.
这都是大能的勇士。
I know these are.Brave fighting man.
你不要小看这句话。
Don't look down on this verse.
能够叫一些军队成为大能的勇士啊，是一个很有能力的一种的练兵的一个过程啊。
To turn an army into a brave fighting man are not easy.
可见呢，亚萨王作为一个君王，保护他的百姓呢，他真的非常的用功的。
In fact.King Asa did a very good job protecting his people.
真是个好王啊！
He's a good king.
是不是啊？所以他是很有武功啊，就很有一种打仗的能力的。
He's also military strong.
很有战斗力的。
He can fight.
啊，后来呢，我们来看下一节。这里就跟古时王来征战。
And then they had a battle with the king of
刚才他有。58万人哈，是不是啊？这里呢，100万。
Hushai come with a million men.
以前打仗啊，真是要人多啊，这个好重要啊，多了几十万啊。
In the old day, when you have a battle, more men the better.
还有战车300辆。
And then there's 300 chariots.
什么叫战车啊
？What are the chariots?
我们今天看那个战车啊，就是普通啦。但是以前呢，战车就是你的肉身来跟铁来对抗啊。
In the old day, when you got to use your body fight against chariot, it's very.
所以真的差好远。
There's a big difference.
不过呢，当然他们都是大能的勇士啊，58万人对100万人。
But they have 580,000 brave men against the million.
还有更重要的一件事情。
Even more important.
第十一节。
In verse 11.
这是他的祷告。
This.His prayer.
他不仅仅是自己去征战。
Not only that, is he brave enough to fight?
他祷告。
He prayed to God.
亚萨呼求耶和华他的神。
He called to the Lord his God.
他承认自己的软弱。
He confessed his weakness.
所以他是一个很好的、很属灵的一个王。
Indeed, he's a very good spiritual king.
第十二节我们就看到了，他祷告。
He prayed.
当然，他也打仗。
And he can fight.
他也打仗。 那然后五十人一百万大军就离开了，逃，而且是逃了，五十人就逃跑了。
And he was able to overcome the meaning of Kushan.
好了，我们就看到这个亚萨王好不好啊？
Asa,
很好啊，所以这是一个好王。
He's a good king.
然后呢，我们来看另外一个地方。我们来看这个十五章的十九节。
No, chapter 15, verse 19.
哦，这里还有一两件事情呢，我没有讲啊。
对 ，couple other things.
那十六节呢，是讲他贬了他的祖母。
He said he removed his grandmother.
因为他的祖母呢拜偶像。
Your grandmother is an idol worshipper.
换句话说，他的行政能力呢也很强。
He's also very good at administration.
有时候呢，我们面对人事问题啊，我们真的不晓得怎么处理。
Very often we face other people we are.
尤其是他是祖母啊。
Especially somebody who is grandmother.
我的亲人啊。
When I face my relatives.
所以这假如你的行政能力还差的话呢，你到一种这个亲人的问题呢，你就很难处理了。
When you don't have an interpersonal good relationship.
但是他还是敬畏上帝哈。他就贬了他的祖母马加哈的位。
He removed the grandmother.
然后呢，他的十八节
，verse 16，
他就把他父所分别为圣与自己所分别为圣的金银和器皿都奉到神的殿里。
He separate things so that they can worship.
所以他真的好敬虔。
He's a very devoted.
他把一些店里面所需要的东西，他自己那些拿去，他也把父亲以前留下的再拿去。
He bring all the silver and gold to the temple.
啊，想到这里的时候，你想我想到什么呢
？When you up to here, what do you think of him?
我想到你们建堂了。
I remind me of your.
很快了，你们就建好了。
Soon you will be done.
我们希望看见过很好的图画。
I saw your pictures.
啊，弟兄姐妹，每个人都拿些东西进到店里面。
Everybody bring something to the temple.
将来你们可能要买钢琴的。
Soon you will need piano.
啊，要有好多好多的东西啊，这里不能够带去的。
You cannot bring anything from.
我就想到那幅图画。
I think of that.
你大概就想到那天，你就想到这个了啊。
When you begin to think of that day.
所以呢，亚萨王真是很好啊。
King Asa is very good.
啊，所以呢，这个十九节怎么说呢
？In verse 19.
从这时直到亚萨三十五年都没有征战的事。
There was no more war until 35th year of Asa's reign.
这时直到三十五年
，It lasts 35 years.
就有二十年的时间。
There was 20 years time.
那二十年时间呢，就很快就过去了。
So in that 20 passed quickly.
二十年里面呢，他没有做些什么事情。
He did not do anything particular.
至少这里没有记载他做什么在许多的事情。
Bible did not record.
好快就过去
了。In that 20 years.
好，我们来看下面。
Let's keep going.
这个亚萨三十六年他还做了一件事情。
In the 36th year of Asa's reign.
做了是什么一件什么事呢
？Hey, one thing that he did.
这是蛮不错的。
Which something that was good.
当时呢，以色列人这个以色列人呢是分开北国跟南国。
You know, Israel was divided into the northern kingdom and southern kingdom.
那犹大呢是属于南国。
Judah was the southern kingdom.
以色列在北国。
Is Israel?
他们是有征战的，他们是有征战。
Fighting between them.
在这里呢，他听到关于以色列人撒巴的事情。
Here is recall about.
对不起，这个是另外一段，是在十五章第八、第九两。我交代一下，在十五章的十八，这里没有大概啊，但没有写出来。这是讲到以色列人北国的以色列人呢，他们犯罪了。
When the northern Israel when they began to sin against God.
所以呢，就当时就有人告诉亚萨王。
A lot of people come to tell King Asa.
要去攻打那个这个巴沙这个以色列人。
They should go and attack Israel.
那个攻打的目的是什么呢
？The reason for attacking the
northern people 是要他们回转归向上。
Is to turn them around.
因为他们是本来是兄弟。
They were brothers.
啊，本来是兄弟，但是后来他们离开上帝了。
And then the northern kingdom.
亚撒王还做了一件事情。
So Asa did something.
十五章第八第九两两的那个地方。
That was recorded in chapter 16.
好了，切到这里了，十一十六章第一节。
Let's go to chapter 16.
这里了，在过了二十年之后。
After 20 years.
有一段时间呢，再没有刚才的好的事情发生了。
There's no more good thing recorded about
him. 他就觉得比较安过些安逸安全的时间。
He is living now in peace.
我不晓得大家怎么来看一个平安没有战争的那些时间。
What is your view of a peaceful time?
从某一个角度来看呢是好的。
From some perspective,
我们都希望没有征战。
We don't want war.
我们都希望都没有征战。
We will hope.
那其实刚才你读好多的圣经里面，当他建造的时候，当他除去偶像的时候，当他去打仗的时候，神给他太平。
When they go out to build, they go out to fight, and afterward God give them rest.
所以呢，太平的日子，但是有建设，有征战，那是好。
In that time of rest, a peaceful day, a battle day, work to do, it was good.
但是要小心呢。
They got to be careful.
就是在没有征战的日子。
When there is no battle.
你怎么过
？How are you going to live your life?
这是一种心态的问题。
There is a change of mental state.
就是说，很多人呢，就期盼什么都好不用征战。
When everything going smoothly.
没有去建造
There's nothing to work to build.
也没有去努力的一个目标
There's nothing to struggle for.
那个安逸的时间
time,
没有征战的时间
time of peace, time of prosperity.
就成为他生命中的咒诅了
That can become a pitfall, a curse.
我不晓得大家接不接受这种讲法
I don't know whether you accept
有人说了
Some people say
最危险的时间不是危险。
When the most dangerous time is not a dangerous time.
我们要远避的其实是安逸。
What we have to be careful is
最危险的是安逸。
It's a time of prosperity.
是你觉得平安、觉得安全的时候。
When you feel safe.
大家同不同意
？Do you agree?
好多的问题就出于。好了，什么都好了，那种时间出来。
Any problem occur when everything is doing good, going good.
有一对的妇女啊，
是的，
那个爸爸带着个孩子女的他的女儿啊，去王石公园呢、去游览。
Father who took his daughter to Yellowstone Park.
我没有去过。
I never been there.
我应该要去的。
I'm going to go.
过了看那个小故事。
But I was reading the article.
那他的妇女去的时候呢，就去喂鸽子。
When the father and daughter went to feed the pigeon.
去喂鸽子。
They were feeding pigeons.
那么这好他好喜欢。
They were so happy.
所以呢，他后来去了再过一年他又去了。
So they went again the next year.
那又去了，又要想到喂鸽子。
Again, they want to feed the pigeons.
不，就去到同样的地方。
They went to the same place.
却没有人去喂鸽子了。
Then nobody was feeding the pigeons.
还放了一个牌子。
And now there's a sign there.
就不准人喂鸽子了。
You are not allowed to feed pigeons.
那妇女呢，就问那个管理的人。
So they asked the people in charge.
明明去年还可以的
Last year we fed the pigeons.
那为什么今年不行了
Why not? It's not allowed to do.
他就问那个管理的人
So he asked them.
你想那个管理的人怎么跟他说
You know what did he reply?
那个管理的人呢他说本来是没有问题的
The person in charge told him it was okay before.
不过刚刚过去的一年呢、有下了一些大雪
Couple of big snow
原来王室公园下它是会下雪的
Because
Yellowstone 下雪了
snowfall
好特别的雪了好大的雪
Big particularly large snowstorm.
所以啦，那个时候啦，好多的鸽子啦，它就不懂得去自己找东西吃。
They don't know how to find food.
为什么不懂得找东西吃呢？
Why do they don't know how to find food?
因为平常都是人喂它的。
So usually the tourists feed.
把东西丢到它面前，它就吃了吃了吃了。
They give them without food to eat.
所以那个鸽子呢，不懂得自己去找东西吃的。
Now the pigeon doesn't know how to.
数到来就吃了。
所谓的
是吧？这个就是好像不错啊。就打开张开口就有的吃了。
Before all they have to do is open their mouth.
所以呢，当那个大雪来到的时候呢，他就没办法自己去找东西吃了。
So when the snowstorm comes, they don't have to do.
很多呢就饿死了。
A lot of pigeons would die.
所以那个管理的这个公园的人就觉得不行。
That's why they decide.
这个不是对鸽子好的。
Because it's not good for the pigeons.
来是对鸽子不好的。
Because it would hurt them.
哎呀，我觉得这个比喻呢，甚至可以比方小心安逸啊。
This is a good warning about be careful in prosperity.
有时候我们在这里养孩子也要小心了。
Especially when we raising children here.
有时候我们保护的太厉害的话呢，哎呀，他不懂得去面对人生的那种危险危难。
Sometimes when we are overprotective, our children will not know how to deal with it.
我不晓得你们是怎么带孩子的。
I don't know how you raise your children.
我是不晓得我对还是不对，可能是不对啦。
I wasn't sure whether I'm right.
因为我记得我的小儿子第一次失恋的时候啦，我还幸灾乐祸啊。
My boy has problems with girlfriend.
这个哎呀，总是感情的事情啦，总是要。遇到一下挫折啊，他才会真实的嘛。
I thought maybe it's good for him to encounter this.
其实不应该哈、啊，不。
Maybe that shouldn't be.
这个真的，这个不是开玩笑的啊。
Because it's not funny.
年轻人呢，他假如真的过不了，就过不了了。
When they cannot get over, they cannot get over.
不过呢，人生有时候遇到些困难呢、啊。
When you run into difficulty,
也有它的好处的。
Sometimes it's good for you.
所以呢，不要太保护
，Don't be overly sheltered。
这个是我们都能够懂的一件事。
This something we can probably understand。
那这个亚撒王
，So King Asa，
大概有一段的时间他没有去征战。
It's a long time of peace。
所以慢慢他就失去了一种作战的能力了。
So he began to lose his ability to do battle。
所以圣经里面呢，也提醒我们。
So the Bible remind us,
常常要记得有试探的来到的
we must be vigilant of the temptation,
有凶恶来到的
the evil that will
所以在你祷告的时候要记得这件事情
when you pray, remember,
所以主导文是这样教我们
that's why the those prayer teachers
不叫我们遇见试探
they are not into temptation
救我们脱离凶恶
from evil
这是个警醒的态度
This is to be very
在人生里面
in our life,
在你一个安全安日的时候
at a time of prosperity,
我们中国有一句话
there's a Chinese saying,
我们写的怎么翻译啊居安思危是不是啊你生活的安全的时候你要想到人生里面其实有好多危险
even the time of peace you want to be very alert
要保持个警醒
so that you can stay vigilant
我觉得教会
Even for the church,
一定要面对征战。
Always face the battle.
要常常拿起一些责任，教会要承担的。
So the church must always carry responsibility.
我不晓得将来怎么样。
I don't know what.
我觉得神多给谁，会向给谁多要的。
When God gives more, He will demand more.
我们要常常要负起。一些的责任
We must carry our burden.
要随时要面对征战
Be prepared to face,
征战是帮助我们更加刚强
Because it will strengthen you.
当然我们要学亚撒当他征战的时候面对百万大军他都不怕
When he faced the meaning of the enemy he was not afraid
他从不断的征战里面呢会学得更加的坚强
In all these battles, he becomes stronger.
我想但是呢，大概有一段好长的时间呢，国中没有征战。
For a long time of peace, they when there's no war.
他的讲话有点不同，不是国中太平。
the kingdom is at peace.
来世国中没有征战。
But there is no battle.
没有征战就是他们不愿意去面对征战。
There is no fighting because they do not want to fight.
结果就成为将来亚撒王这个比较堕落的一个原因了。我们来看看他的问题啊。
Let's see what happened to him.
啊，我不晓得你们喜欢什么样。
I don't know what you think about King Asa.
亚撒王好，前面好。
He began a great.
到最后就不好。
But in the end, he ended poorly.
有些人呢，前面不好。
Some people end up very poorly.
最后就好一点。
They end up better.
我不晓得你们喜欢怎么样。
What type of lifestyle do you like?
最好两样都不要。最好呢，有始有终。
Now we start consistent.
求神帮助我们有始有终。
Now we end good.
这是我的祷告。
This is my prayer.
我祷告，我有力量的时候，求神帮助我，不要怕打仗。
When he gave me the strength,
不要怕困难
not to fight, do not afraid of trouble.
我有力量的时候
when you gave me strength,
但当我没有力量的时候
when I don't have strength,
求神帮助我保守我
may God protect me.
好像年老的雅各
just like an old Jacob
我常常都很好羡慕这个年老的雅各
I really admire the elderly Jacob
最近我有一个这样的祷告
This is my prayer
我说保守我上帝保守我
Lord protect me
像年老的雅各
You protect the
年老的雅各是怎么样的呢
about,
圣经形容他拿着拐杖
hold on to
在床头敬拜神
he worship God on, leaning on his back.
这个是好美丽的图画
such a beautiful picture.
这是我们应该祷告
this should be our prayers.
有始有终
that we start where and end
但是呢亚撒王不行
but it was not the case for
他有一段时间不打仗了
The time of peace.
喜欢安逸了，稳定了。
He enjoyed prosperity.
所以呢，十六章第一节讲什么了
？And in chapter 16, he tells us.
以色列王巴沙上来攻击犹大。
When Israel come to attack Asa, Judah.
就是要挑战了，跟亚撒王挑战了。
When he was challenged.
然后呢第二节怎么说呢
And then in verse 2,
于是亚撒从耶和华殿和王宫的府库里拿出金银来送与大马士的亚兰王便哈达
So Asa took the silver and gold out of the temple and gave it to King of Aram
这个表示什么呢
What does that say?
他不打仗了
He doesn't want to fight
他要别人帮他打仗
He wants other people to fight
他叫亚兰王便这个便哈达帮他打仗
He wants Ben-Hadad to fight the battle for him
这表示什么呢
What does that mean?
表示他没有力量
He doesn't have the strength any longer
他不敢
He's afraid
因为很久没有打仗
Too long he has not fight
但是巴沙不同
But
巴沙呢在有一段的时间呢他没有说他的隐藏的原来他是来练兵啊
He is always training
所以呢他现在有力量了
Now he is strong
他就来攻击亚撒王
That's why Israel come to attack Asa
这是个问题
Now there is a problem
当攻击来到的时候
When the attack
他没有力量去还去面对
He doesn't have the strength to face it
所以他就用钱去解决了
So he used his money to solve the problem
所以这是一个要警醒我们的一个特征
This is something we have to be very aware of
当你凡事你用钱来解决的时候你要小心了
When you solely use money to solve your problem
你有没有听过穷的只剩下钱啊好多人呢什么都没有了勇气没有了打仗的力量没有了就是剩下钱
Some people they don't have normal strength normal energy but all they have is money
他还讲得好大声啊
They can give a big out
钱能够解决的问题就不是问题
My money will solve all the problems in no, there's no problem
好多人就财大气粗的人都是这样说钱解决的问题就不是问题
Then all the money can solve all my problems no problem
其实好大问题
But this is a big problem.
有些事情呢，其不是钱去解决的。
Because a lot of things cannot be resolved by money.
是不是大家都承认的
？You are.
有些人生的征战不是钱解决的。
A lot of human struggle cannot be resolved with money.
这里 亚萨王就出现这个问题。
Now Asa has this problem.
以前他只有58万军队，却能够对抗100万的军队。
Before with 580,000 soldiers, he can overcome a million.
现在他没办法。
Now he is not able to.
这是好大的问题。
Now there's a big problem.
有没有一种无力感呢、啊、
？He feels so feeble.
无力感呢，就是这个情况了。
He feels no strength.
你知道了，好多时候了，你要检讨自己。我的情况怎么样？那这个是他第一个情形。我们来看下面。这个是他的一个当时没有力量。然后呢，我们来看第十节。
Let's go to verse ten。
啊，我们来看十节啊。第十节呢，就是亚萨因其哦第九第七节是吧？哦，第七节。那时先见哈拿尼来见犹大王亚沙，对他说：因你仰赖亚兰王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神，所以亚兰王的兵丁脱离你的手。
At the time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said to him, because you rely on the king of Aram and not on the Lord.
这是什么意思呢？这是他倚靠的亚兰王。
Now he depends on King Aram.
其实亚兰王是出卖他的，是
吧？
出卖他的，你脱离他的手。
Now he,
然后呢？这个其实是好事情，因为有人提醒他这件事情。
Now a seer come to remind him.
但是呢，很可惜的，第十节。
But in verse ten,
亚沙因此鲁恨先见，将他囚在监里。
Asa was angry with the seer because of this, and he put him in prison.
这是亚萨的这个问题的第二个表现。
That is his second problem.
第一个就是无力感。
First, he began to become feeble.
那第二呢
？Secondly,
他已经失去了一个辨别力了。
He lost his ability to discern.
他不晓得上帝还给他恩典。
He doesn't know God is.
还有一个先知来提醒他。
God sent a seer to warn him.
就表示还有恩典，是不是
？God still have grace on him.
他是没有分辨得出他的处境了。
But he cannot discern that anymore.
因此，老恨先见，将他囚在监里。
And he was angry and put the seer in prison.
为什么要囚在监里
？Why put him in prison？
你不听就算了。
You don't want to listen, just
是不是、
listen.
你不听就算了。
Can you just forget it？
那为什么还要把他囚在监里呢
？Why had to put the seer in prison？
啊，我不晓得为什么啊。
I wasn't sure.
可能这个先知哈拿尼的一直追到他太烦了。
Maybe Hanani just talk too much.
太烦了，就是把他激发放在监里了。
So he decided to put him in prison.
其实是非常严重的一个问题。
But this is a very serious problem.
我觉得这个亚萨的这个下堕啊，跟他前面那段日子啊，相差太远了。
Asa is really going down the slope very quickly.
没有力量。
He no more energy.
也没有一种分辨的力量。
He lost his ability to discern.
他要把一些劝他的好的人收在监里。
Now he put people who come to help him, put them.
要他们消失。
They want to silence them.
我不晓得你的属灵的情况怎么样。
I don't know your spiritual condition.
当然了，你今天呢很难叫牧师消失的。
Very hard to tell your pastor.
你喜不喜欢呢
？You don't like him.
他还在讲道的。
He's still going to preach.
不过你自己会消失，是不是啊
？Then you can disappear yourself.
今天好多人呢不喜欢牧师，就不来了。
A lot of people don't like the pastor.
他不叫不能够叫牧师消失，但是他自己消失了。
He cannot remove the pastor.
同一个道理的，同一个道理的。
It's all the same.
所以当你看见呢，慢慢呢，你自己呢，我不晓得我们当中有没有这样的人啊
？I don't know anyone like you.
我每次看来到了，看见好多弟兄姐妹一早就坐在这里了。
When I come, I see other people already here so early.
但是假如啊，你看见有些弟兄姐妹呢，这个两点半开会，他2:45才来的话呢
，When someone come around 2:45,
就表示他没有兴趣啊。
He generally is probably not interested.
表示对上帝的话语没有兴趣了。
Yeah, probably not doesn't care for God.
所以他今天 这个迟了十五分钟。
Then he's late 15 minutes.
过了几个星期了，他可能迟半个小时了。
Next thing, he's gonna be late for half an hour.
然后他觉得这样太不好了，迟那么多啊，就不来了。
Then they're too embarrassed to come anymore.
消失了。
They disappear.
对属灵的话语，对圣灵的感动呢，没有兴趣了。
No, the prompting of the spirit become useless to them.
那你就走到亚萨的那个地步了。
You become like King Asa.
愁把先知愁在监里。
He put the seal in the prison.
还有亚那时亚萨也虐待一些人民。
He also began to torment some of his people.
是不是好糟糕啊
？Is it not terrible?
虐待人民。
He torment them.
这是完全无力啊，等于。
This is completely irrational.
你知道完全没有力量的人呢，才会这样做的。
Very often is the people who are very feeble.
所以你看见一个政府啊，虐待人民呢，就表示他其实无能为力了。
When the government begins to torment its people, that means it's a very weak government.
是不是啊？好像家暴就是啦。我希望你们当中没有人家暴啊。家暴就是这样啊。家暴就是。不一定是丈夫家暴太太的，可能是太太家暴丈夫。
哦，可比的，
两种都听过，两种都听过。
Why is brutal like
that？ 那为什么会家暴呢
？Why this brutality？
因为没有能力去解决问题。
So you have no more strength to resolve the problem。
没有能力去建立一个关系。
There's no way to build a relationship。
不要说家暴了，打孩子也是嘛。
Same thing with brutality。
你没有他办法。
You don't run out your
最简单是什么
？What's the easiest way？
拳头。
Use your fist。
是不是最简单
？That's the easiest。
就是拳头。
To use your fist。
这表示什么呢
？What does that mean？
越大一些人民
，When he torment，
就是表示亚萨真的一个真的堕落到一个无力到一个非常可怕的地步了。
He come down to a very helpless condition。
我们来再看下面。
Let's follow keep going。
十二节
，Verse 12。
亚萨王三十九年
，In the 39th year of reign of Asa，
他脚上有病
，He was afflicted，
而且甚重
，In his feet，
病的时候没有求耶和华
，The disease was severe， and
只求医生
，He only seek from the physician。
只求医生没有问题的
，Nothing wrong with seeking physician。
你看见这里有没有医生啊
？Are they doctors？
只求医生没有问题
，Nothing wrong go to see a doctor。
但是问题呢？这里说他没有求耶和华。
The Bible said that he did not seek the Lord。
其实我们一般的情况呢，你求医生也会祷告嘛。
Usually we go to the doctor and we pray。
因为祷告也不用钱的。
Pray is for free。
低头闭上眼睛就可以祷告了。
Bow your head and we pray。
是不是啊？这是很自然的事情。
It comes naturally for us。
每个人都。做得到的
，This is what we do usually.
但为什么圣经特别的强调这一点
？Why did Bible mention this?
他没有求问耶和华。
He did not seek the Lord.
只求医生。
But seek only the physician.
这个是什么意思呢
？Why the what does it mean?
这个表示他已经跟上帝越来越远，越来越远。
It shows that he began to be separated from God.
远到一个迷失的一个地步了。有时候我们听人讲话听的时候听得到
we can hear them,
越来越远呢就听不到了
they are going further, we cannot hear
所以呢这个是他最后的日子了三十九年的时候这样
the 39th year of
他就四十一年就离开了
because he passed away a year before
就结束了他的一生
his reign terminated
为什么会这样呢
？Why this happened to him？
从表面的一个看法，就是他不愿意接受挑战。
On the beginning, we see that he is unwilling to face challenge.
太安逸了。
Now the time of peace.
所以呢，教会呢，不要让教会太安逸。
Do not allow the church
接受挑战。
Accept challenge.
个人也是。
Individually,
家庭也是。
In your family also.
我觉得一个聪明的太太，或者聪明的丈夫
，a smart husband or smart wife，
他总是会在他安逸的日子中，会一起来 替教会也好，在社会也好，来承担一点的责任。
In the time of prosperity, always go to church and carry some burdens.
假如什么都没有做了，就危险了。
If you don't do anything, they will be hazard.
啊，这个要小心的。
Must be.
啊，这是外面的一个原因。
This is the exterior reason.
这个也是要注意的。
This is something we have to pay attention to.
不过呢，我自己在思想这个亚萨王的时候呢，
As I think about the life of King Asa,
其实有一件事情呢，也许啊，我们可以猜想啊，也是要注意的。
That we can learn.
我自己觉得呢，亚萨王他前面的日子呢，成为个好王的时候，
When he was a good king in the beginning,
他大概会曾经这样想。
He probably thought this way.
我现在接替我的父王啊，来做王了。
I have inherited the kingdom from my father.
我一定要做得比我父王好。
I must do better than my king, my father.
很多人都是这样的。
A lot of people feel that way.
我做人
as a person,
我就要做得最好。
I want to do better.
你不要小看这个，也是一种动力。
This is a motivation.
一个好王的动力。
A motivation.
也可以从这里出发的。
Start from that point.
我既然做基督徒，
Since I'm a Christian,
我就要做得最好。
I want to be a good Christian.
啊，好像没有问题。
That is good.
啊，也是一种动力。
That can be motivation.
但还是有问题啊。
But there's still a
假如你的做好基督徒只是一个这样的情况呢，你还是要小心的。
When that is your only goal, you have to be very.
为什么呢
？Why?
他真的做到了。
Because he achieved.
我要做个好王。
I want to be a good king.
好了，我做到了。
I am a good king now.
我成功了。
I'm successful.
好像爬山爬到最高峰了。
I reached the peak of the mountain.
再没有地方可以去了。
No place higher now.
因为我比我的父王好。
Because I already better than my
father. 我比历史上所有的王都好了。
I'm better than most of the kings.
他没有地方去了。
Now I cannot get better.
他可以做什么呢
？What can he do now?
他自然就走下坡了。
You can even go downhill.
所以我说这个有问题就在这里。
That's why I said it's a problem.
一个正常的情况
，a normal condition，
就是他不是为自己要做个好王
，don't become a good king for himself，
也不是为自己要做个好基督徒
，don't become a good Christian for yourself。
他有个好，应该有个好正确的态度
，you must have a correct attitude。
就是我希望我做个好王。
I want to be a good king.
来荣耀上帝
，so I can glorify God.
我做个好的基督徒
，I want to be a good Christian.
荣耀上帝
，so I can honor God.
这个是一个没有高度的高度
，because there is no limit.
我永远都可以上前
，there is always a room to improve.
我觉得这个是我们需要小心的一种情况。
That's something that we should be aware of.
我为什么这样说了
？Why do I mention？
我们每个人都会遇到一种类似的情况。
We all have similar situations.
当我70岁的时候
，When I was 70，
其实我是那个最好的一种情况。
I thought I reached the peak.
假如我要退休，那是最好的时间。
It was a perfect time to retire.
70岁啊，在经济上比较平稳了。
Financially, I'm already very stable.
然后呢？我那个时候刚刚是把那个我2016年呢就把 Chinatown 那个 building 就卖掉了。
We sold the building in Chinatown.
那个时候呢，我们卖了差不多1200万。
We sold almost $1 billion.
然后呢，我们就有些 cash 在手了。
So we have a lot of cash.
那从来缴税没有那么好的日子啊。
We never had that much money before.
然后呢，我就还掉一些我的本来的 mortgage.
So we pay all the mortgage.
然后呢，我就剩下了300多万。
We still have $3 million.
所以那个时候呢，第一我名正言顺退休了，光荣忍退。
I thought maybe I can properly retire now.
然后留下了。两个 building 在 New York，
King Harold Crusade now two big buildings，
有40000多次的这个地方
，more than 40,000 square feet，
一个很好的工作
，a very good accomplishment，
还有300多万
，we still have $3 million cash，
我觉得应该是最好
，now is the best time，
假如为了成功的话呢
，to be for success，
一般就在那个时候啦，急流隐退了
，it's best time to retire，
但是呢，我觉得这个不行。
I thought that should not be.
我还有一件事情没做。
There's still one thing I have not done yet.
而且我明白，假如我停在那边的话。
If I stop here.
真的有种感觉没有完成
了。I feel the work is not finished.
那么那样的工作谁来接替你呢？
Who is going to do the work now?
我觉得没有时间去预备装备我的继承者。
I have not find the person who is going to do the continue the work for me.
所以从那个2017年开始了。
That's why from 2017.
我就开启启动那个宣教士学院了。
So I began to have a seminary.
这是我应该在前面呢一个好大的挑战。
This is a new challenge for me now.
我也觉得好很感恩。
I'm also grateful.
因为能够在佛省啦，能够买到一块地可以盖七层楼啊，也不简单。
So we are able to build a seven-story building.
我刚刚就拿了剩下来的钱呢，就买了块地。
I used what the man there of, that's what we did.
那现在这个楼宇局已经通过了，让我们可以盖七层楼。
The building department gave us the permit to build.
有18,000尺。
More than 10,000 square feet.
这是我前面要努力的地方。
This is something I still want to do.
我觉得好感恩。
I'm so grateful.
当我愿意这样做的时候。
When I'm willing to keep going.
那个可能性是有。
The possibility are all there.
他的恩典够用。
God's grace is sufficient.
所以我现在就启动我的退休计划。
So I start all my retirement.
那个退休计划的一部分就是弄好盖好这个宣教士学院。
Now my retirement plan is to build that mission.
我们每个人都应该有这样的一个计划。
Everybody should have a similar plan.
求神帮助我。
May God help us.
做个简单的祷告在你的心里。
Do a simple prayer in your heart.
神啊，保守我。
God protect me.
一生。
All life.
要好的开始。
So we start good.
要好的过程。
We have a good process.
也能够有好的一个终点。
We also have a good completion.
这个好重要。
These are so
这个好的终点从你的态度开始。
That good ending start from your attitude.
从你的心态开始。
From your mind.
永远接受挑战。
Forever accept challenge.
上帝的恩典够用。
Because God's grace is
当我没有力量的时候
When you have no more strength,
神啊求你怜悯我
May God have mercy
让我像雅各
So I can be like Jacob
我完全没有力量的时候
When my strength are gone,
我仍然可以扶着拐杖
I can lean on the staff
敬拜神
and worship him.
这应该是我们真的一个最重要的祷告
This is the most important prayer
有力量的时候尽力工作
When you have the strength, do
没有力量的时候
When the strength is gone,
求主保守
May God protect.
我们请低头祷。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你，因为你是有恩典、有怜悯的上
帝。Dear Heavenly Father, thank you because you are grateful God.
每一个愿意的心都是你所珍重的。
Every willing heart are treasured by you.
主啊，我们不能够完全掌握我们的生命。
We cannot control our life.
但是我们可以坦然地把我们的生命的年日摆在你的手中。
But we can get to you all the time that we have left.
主，愿你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
假如今天我们有弟兄姐妹要这样的一个祷告。
Is anybody come with this prayer?
就是求你保守我们。
That you will protect us.
能够有好的开始。
Now we start with
有好的人生
a good life,
也有好的终结
we also have a good
就求你悦纳我们这个心愿
May you hear our prayer,
保守我们
protect us.
走完世界的路的时候
so as we come to the
我们仍然可以挺身昂首的
we can dare come boldly before you,
来面对你自己
to face you.
主愿你垂听我们的祷告
hear our prayer, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的圣名
we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.